tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's second executive order on immigration is facing a new challenge. A judge in the state of Maryland Thursday issued an injunction applying to the issuing of new visas to people from six Muslim-majority countries. A judge in the state of Hawaii Wednesday blocked both the order's suspension of refugee admissions and its ban on issuing the new visas. Trump is vowing to fight the legal challenges.
We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win.
The Trump administration says the ban is necessary to protect the country from the threat of terrorism. President Trump says he will produce evidence very soon that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his Trump Hot Tower headquarters in New York in the weeks before last November's election. Top leaders of the House Representatives Intelligence Committee says Trump's allegations is unfounded. But late Wednesday, Trump told Fox News his administration will be submitting things to the panel and that he perhaps will be speaking about his claim next week. Trump has dodged most reporters' questions about the allegations. A spokesman for Obama dismissed the allegations as simply false. French police say that a letter exploded when it was opened at the International Monetary Fund offices in Paris Thursday, slightly injuring at least one person. The IMF letter bomb comes a day after police destroyed a similar package with explosives at the German Finance Ministry. It is unclear whether the two incidents are related and who is behind them. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Dutch police